got to dive headfirst into the Friday morning mailbag, the accumulations of your communications throughout the week via all the avenues of communication. Texts, TikToks, funny comments on Facebook, DMs, emails, prison letters. Actual correspondence from actual home viewers just like you. The newsletter looks like it's gone away.
It's gone?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I don't know. Sad. No jail mail to speak of, but we do have an email that's not spam, but about spam.
Oh.
This comes from our IT department. Hey, team. Do not open if you receive a message that appears to be from our, quote, HR department or regarding our, quote, employee handbook. We will never send an email like that. Then they attach a screenshot. Mm-hmm. Well, I didn't open up this email until right now because
I'm afraid, to begin with.
Plus, if it's anything to do with our employee handbook, I'm probably not opening it anyway, so we're good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No further correspondence or information concerning the way our week started with the cleaning of the studio by somebody.
We haven't heard anything.
Mysteriously. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm starting to think they just flat out kind of just kind of swept it under the rug.
Oh.
Yeah.
So, you know, Mark Phillips chimed in about Delbert Mays.
Aww. Oh,
he
our
really
corn expert.
He enjoyed the entertainment.
Our corn expert.
It's cold. Mm-hmm.
Growing up in Iowa, he was always a big fan of attending the Shucking Symposium each year.
Yeah.
So I wrote back.
Yeah.
I said, you know, my parents were from Kansas, spent a lot of time in Kansas. So much corn there.
Yeah.
And he wrote back. He spent 2 to 3 summers detasseling corn.
There you go.
Because he wanted to buy a moped.
He was a corn husker.
So there's your visual of the day. Mark Phillips.
That's how he learned how to juggle.
On a moped.
And now you know how he passes the time.
With corn.
April in Alito, and there was a lot of this type of thing, but she sent me early in the week. Said, didn't know if this would be of any interest to you. White Settlement Professional Wrestling. Yeah, there's going to be an independent promotion going on there this weekend in White Settlement. And no doubt they will have a 10-bell salute. Honestly, a lot of you, checking on me yesterday, even this morning. First thing you said this morning when you saw me in studio, are you okay? It was tough for the...
Brother.
Yeah.
Mm.
In fact, one of my old bosses...
Oh, dear.
Yeah. His wife texted him the line, better check on Buckner.
Oh.
After the Hulk Hogan news came out. Dave posts this morning, morning kids, sorry for your Hulkster loss if you were into that kind of thing. I know the Buckner family must be devastated.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If you're into them.
It's been a tough one.
Brother.
Yeah.
R.I.P. Hulk.
Yeah. Gary looking for help in life. He says, can you please inform me of what I'm supposed to do? I have absolutely no idea under any
circumstances. When will that tank be cleaned?
How about clean the tank?
Let's start with that. Uh-huh.
Do it.
Jennifer says, yesterday the DJ was talking about siblings and what their birth order means. Can you tell me again? Well, I didn't do that feature, but firstborns known for being responsible and leaders. Middle children, diplomatic. Well, the baby may be attention-seeking and less inhibited. As for those only children, they have gotten a lot of undivided parental attention, which may result in a preoccupation with wrestling jorts on a bunny in the sink.
It's all because I don't have a...
Brother.
This, to both of us, did you ever see Ozzy in concert? No.
Yes.
You, though, and you met him.
I did.
Yeah?
I was 20. I had my tight jeans, my suede boots, and my cut-up t-shirt on.
Yeah?
He called me Babe.
There you go.
Uh-huh. And that was...
it's not going to... Oh, this isn't going to end sad and give us a bad taste in our mouth?
No. It was just me and Ozzy hanging out.
All right.
Hey, baby.
There you go. Congrats this... This comes from Brett. Congrats this week from going from an Ozzy story to a John Conley song. Yeah, we did that.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
Definitely a crazy train. Yes. Well, welcome to the ride. I came in this morning to the studio, and I want to say this is a name tag from somebody, and they left it, I think, for us. I think this was from the group of dignitaries that came through Wednesday. I don't know. And it says Joe B.
Joe.
So I think somebody on staff literally thinks that...
JB?
That's my name.
Are you JB?
Okay, yeah.
So now... Well, I'm going to put it on.
So we can call you Joe?
Whatever.
I mean, it does have a ring.
You call me a Hulkamaniac is what you can.
Coming from Bet You Didn't Know, 25% of brides have this in common. Everybody chiming in on the Facebook. It was not a cake design, the same dress, or a Jonathan's suggestion. That would be not going to a Coldplay concert.
Yeah.
Jason chiming in about corn. He says the great, best way to cook corn in cans is one can of cream corn cooked with a can of regular style corn.
Mm.
He also says that he prefers the boot scootin' country music. Doesn't like the new stuff.
Yeah.
With too much bass and rapid style. Thank you, Jason.
Sorry, Brian doesn't like corn.
It's corn.
Brenda D says, good morning, KB and Heather Lee. Hope y'all have a great weekend. Reminder. Oh, yeah, this is coming up. In the Eye of the Storm is coming up. It's a Discovery Channel show on Discovery. 9 o'clock on Sunday. And Brenda D and her friend Valenia made the cut, and they will be a part of it. And this is all about that tornado that happened, what, last year?
Yeah.
Just north of here, right off 35, and they were trapped in the middle of it.
Good so, night. I mean, what was that? It was Prosper, that really, North Dallas and all that?
Yeah, she was concerting and stuff like that, and they got trapped in the middle of it, made it out okay, and looks like Sunday night, going to make it on TV. This out of Graham. I love this. This comes from Tim in Young County. No kidding, the PBS public access station, TV station there in Graham is really playing y'all in the background. Yeah.
Aww.
We are the soundtrack.
That's so sweet.
To Graham's public access television station on their TVs. And also, Tim says, plus, got some stories about the Getaway Inn. Well, let's not go into
okay.
those.
Oh, okay. Well,
now.
Yeah.
Dorothy says, I want to commend you guys on your on your clean language.
Oh.
That's nice, isn't it?
That's very nice, Dorothy.
She wasn't listening last hour, unfortunately.
None of your garbage mouth, mister. Uncle Jesse chiming in. The question.
Mm-hmm.
Are you sure?
No.
I have 3 ex-wives that are pretty worthless.
Brother.
Dear, yeah,
yeah.
From the complaint department, Linda. She says, I tried calling in and I didn't get through. This was at 8:25 on a Thursday. I'm sorry, Linda.
Yeah.
Just do what you can. Keep trying. That's why it's a game.
Yeah. Gun Elise Jansdatter.
Hello.
Says, have a good Monday from Norway.
I like it.
Sent that yesterday. There we go. That's the Friday morning mailbag.